You're listening to New Retirement Radio, brought to you by the team at Prout Financial Design.
Hello, I'm your host, Certified Financial Planner Dennis Prout.
I'm Heidi Cartwright, Financial Advisor and RICP.
Advisors associated with Prout Financial Design may be either 1. Registered representatives with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC, and investment advisor representatives of Integrated Partners, a registered investment advisor, or 2. Solely investment advisor representatives of Integrated Partners, a registered investment advisor, and not affiliated with LPL Financial. Investment advice offered through Integrated Partners, a registered investment advisor. Integrated Partners and Prout Financial Design are separate entities from LPL Financial. Dennis Prout and Nathan Prout are solely investment advisor representatives of Integrated Partners and are not affiliated with LPL Financial. The opinions voiced in this show program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriately qualified professional before making a decision.
WTCM News Talk 580, welcome aboard. It's time for New Retirement Radio with Prout Financial Design in Traverse City, Michigan. A whole gang of Prout representatives and a special guest with us today. We'll start with Heidi Cartwright, R-I-C-P.
Yes. Retirement Income Certified professional.
There we go. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here today. Dennis is still off, but he'll be returning next week. So I know everyone will be excited to have him back. But it's my pleasure to be here this morning. And as usual, I brought along with me several people from Prout. First, we have Nathan Prout, who is our managing director at the firm and a financial advisor as well. Welcome, Nathan.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yep. And then we also have, is sitting in the comfortable seats, we have Beth Shire, who is our Director of Marketing. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Heidi. Good morning, everyone. It's great to be here, as always.
So I was looking at the calendar this morning because it's the last day of July, and we are on the 212th day of the year. Definitely past that halfway mark, but sort of makes you go, oh yeah, we're really making our way through summer here. It's going quickly, isn't it, Ron?
Slow it down.
Right. Yes, indeed. So today, as Ron said, we have a very special guest. We're very excited to have Lacey Edgecombe with us. She is the director of the Grand Traverse County Senior Center Network, and Lacey has been the director since last October. She jumped right into a whirlwind of a brand new building. She's a graduate of Central High School, so a real Traverse City person here. And we're just very excited to have her with us, and welcome Lacey to the show today.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the ask.
Can I ask a question since you brought something? Heidi is a native of Traverse City, right?
Well, not really a native. My grandmother grew up here, and I have been coming every year my entire life, but I spent my childhood everywhere else.
Okay. So you have original roots here.
I do. Okay. My grandmother lived on 6th Street, and her father was the city attorney, and then he was a circuit court judge, Palm Gilbert. So yeah. I do have roots.
Beth Shire.
Yes.
Are you a native, or did you graduate from any local school?
I am a native, TC native girl. Yeah, I moved away after I got married and did all that, but came back and raised my kids here. So.
And Lacey graduated from Traverse City, which one?
Traverse City Central.
Central. Are you a native?
Kind of. Similar story to Heidi. My father's family is from here. They farmed on 3 Mile Road. Wow. And my dad was in the Air Force, so I had a traveling childhood. And when he retired, we moved home. I graduated from Central and made this my home.
How about that?
Yeah. What about Nathan?
Nathan, what's are you a native?
Yeah, born and raised.
There we go. What school did you graduate from?
Homeschooled, actually.
Wow. So, So I didn't realize this. Everybody's so local. That's very nice.
Yes, it's
but
great.
I interrupt. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. But, Ron, how about we tell the audience if during our discussion this morning, if they wanted to ask a question of Lacey or, excuse me, someone here on the team, how do they call in or text?
Well, you can do either on the same number. It's 231, the area code. Then call or text 947-0023, 947-0023.
Excellent. So, Lacey, I thought we could start talking about, well, the big, new, beautiful building that is right there on the bay. We've been talking about the big, new, beautiful bill, so I was trying to do a transition there. I don't know if it came off very well, but just some, maybe you could talk a little bit about some of the features of this building. And I took a quick tour a month ago when I just dropped by and walked in. And I was really impressed with the facility and how nice it was done and how thoughtful it was designed.
Yeah, the building is absolutely stunning. It's about three times larger than the old building was. Our architect was Ray Kendra. He does amazing work here locally. The patio is probably my favorite feature. It overlooks the bay, and you can't complain about the view. It's absolutely stunning. The dining room, same deal. Tons and tons of windows all overlooking the bay. It doesn't matter if it's wintertime or the beautiful summer that it is now. The view is stunning. We get to see the boats coming and going from the Maritime Academy next door. It's just really lovely. It's great to have so many additional rooms. I was never in the old building. I don't know how, but I was never there. But I hear a lot about it, and it's just wonderful to offer so many different areas in the building that are a little more catered now to individual needs and programs. We have a fitness room. We have an arts room. We have some quiet spaces. The dining room is very large but can be broken down into some smaller spaces for smaller groups. We have monitors, TVs around the building, so we can utilize those for presentations and exercise and stuff like that if we need to. We have a beautiful commercial kitchen that we haven't dove in to use quite yet, but we do partner with Meals on Wheels for lunch Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday each week there. So we do have a dining service, and I would love to utilize that kitchen in the near future to do some nutritional classes, demonstration, meals for one or two, and then maybe some fun stuff too on the pastry side or baking or something like that. Cherry pie, absolutely. So lots of potential there, and we're just settling into the building, really. It's been about 6 months. We opened the doors in February, and it's been nonstop and lots of fun, but we have so much more ground ahead of us, lots of opportunity for more programs. I love it when people come to me with new ideas or fresh ways to present old ideas. I love it all. Our senior members are wonderful about communicating those things and what they want to do, what they see, their vision, and I love taking that all into account.
So that is amazing. All your description of the building should give people a real appreciation for what a great job they did. But some of the features you kept in place, because one of them is pretty historical, and you were talking about how a historical marker could even go up. So what is the feature that you guys definitely couldn't touch?
Yeah, the shuffleboard courts. So we have a 501c3 that partners with us. They're called Senior Center Friends, and they are actually working on a project right now to hopefully get a historical marker at the shuffleboard courts, because from my understanding, they're the oldest continuous use courts in the eastern United States. They were put up in the late 1920s, early 1930s. They were started by Riley Sweers. He was a businessman that traveled from Florida and then to some of the northern states, but I believe he called Traverse City his home base, and he wanted to bring shuffleboard up from Florida. So he put those courts in. In 1931, they had the first national shuffleboard tournament, and it's been a really special place ever since. So, of course, when they thought about designing a new building in that space, it was non-negotiable that we keep those shuffleboard courts, and I'm so glad we did. We have a facilitated group that plays twice a week, and it's really wonderful to see it used on the weekends with grandparents teaching their grandkids how to play and just kind of keeping that nostalgia alive. It's really important. So I love having them out there. Sometimes they do look a little old, but they are almost 100 years old, so they are allowed.
Well, we have to keep up that shuffleboard tradition. So having the seniors out there and bringing their grandchildren helps teach the next generation how to play, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. Well, moving on to some of the things that you have available, I was really impressed when we sat down and talked yesterday preparing for the show on how many different things you can do, or how many different programs you have going on, and I thought maybe we could talk about one of them, which I thought was really great, which is the travel program. And not only do you have like trips locally, you have international trips. So can you talk about both programs, the local and the international?
Absolutely. Our travel program is one of my favorites. Our travel specialist, Julie, does a great job of finding something that'll meet everybody in our community. So day trips, we have some coming up, actually. We're going hiking on Beaver Island at the end of August. We have a couple fall color tours and a cruise on the Discovery boat as a wine and cheese tour as well. They're really wonderful. They're a little bit easier, cheaper, more accessible for our senior members, but they get out and out of town and get to see some new things. I kind of always joke around that as natives here, sometimes we don't tourist. We don't see the things that are closest to us. So I know that we have a lot of members that have not taken advantage of some of the great things that we have around here, like the Discovery Cruise or going to Beaver Island or Power Island. Last year we went to South Manitou.
Who's been to Beaver Island here out of our 1, 2, 3, 4 people in the studio? Nathan has.
I'm going in August.
Okay.
Never been, but want to go. I want to go.
Beth?
Never been, but also want to go. It's on my bucket list.
It happens all the time when I'm in discussion and conversation. I find that we don't take advantage of these things that are so close to us. So it's great that we have those things going on. The nicest thing is to sit back and relax. We take care of everything. If it's local like that, you jump on the bus. You can relax, watch out the window. You don't have to worry about traveling in the dark or even driving out of town and back into town at the end of the day. So those kind of wraparound services are really nice for those day trips.
So how about those seniors out there who may have, like, you know, a little trouble and they may have an aide or something that they have to help them when they go places? Can that person come along as well?
Absolutely. We encourage that. We don't want any barriers. We want you to bring your caregiver, anybody that'll make you have the best day possible. So whether that's an actual caregiver or maybe a son or daughter or friend, they're more than welcome to join you on our trips to make it the most comfortable.
That would be great. Like, you could go with, like, my mom's in her 90s, but you could go with the senior and go and see all of the leaves on the color tour. That sounds great. And not have to worry about driving, not have to worry about how you get the tickets for all the different things, where to go for lunch.
I mean, even for me, if I could have a chauffeur, please sign me up.
Exactly.
I'm there for it.
And one of the things that I love, you had kind of mentioned it, your trips are rated difficulty, and you offer kind of a wide range of availability for people. So one trip might be a little bit too strenuous, and then you also provide something that you can be driven around and you don't have to worry about anything. So it's pretty inclusive.
Yes, and that's one of our main goals, is to be as inclusive as possible for our different trips. So like Beth mentioned, activity level one is going to be easygoing, sightseeing, not a ton of walking. If you need to bring a walker or something like that, it's fine. We're going to have a great day with that. We also have level threes and fours. If you're more adventurous, want to be a little more immersed in the activity, a three or a four would be for you. So it's nice to have both ends of the spectrum there.
And what's great in the newsletter, and I have a copy in front of me of the August newsletter, and for every little ad that tells you, like, this tour, it says in the corner what level it is. So you can sort of tell if that's something that you want to go on or maybe it's too much for you.
Boy, so to be a member of the senior center, I mean, to use the facilities, you have to be a member.
Yes. So I'll talk a little bit about that. Okay. If you live in Grand Traverse County and you are 60 years or over, membership is completely free. Wow. We are largely funded by a county millage, and so that's great. If you're between 50 and 59, we would also love to have you. And that is $10 a year for a membership. And if you live outside the county but you'd love to spend time with us, it's $50 a year for membership. So don't hesitate to join us.
And we were talking yesterday, like, how about those people who have just like a cottage up here, or they only come for the summer? Do they have to be residents of the county to be able to join or not?
So we base residency off of being a taxpayer in Grand Traverse County. So if you own a home here, you're eligible for that free membership if you're over 60. And if you don't, you're still welcome for the $50 a year. And it's not too cost prohibitive for all the things that we have to offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit, now that we talked about some of the local stuff, which sound great. Those trips are ones that I should probably go on sometime because I would like to see those things. But you also have an international travel program as well.
Yes, so Julie partners with some of the larger tour agencies to offer further like worldwide trips. This winter, we're going to Austria and Germany to travel through the Christmas markets. And then coming in the spring, we have a trip to Greece and a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Antarctica is on the books for late next spring. These trips are incredible. Julie makes sure that they are catered to what our members are looking for. They offer some great adventure. Like I said, once in a lifetime, seeing things that you've never seen before. So she's always willing to take suggestions, too. If there's somebody that has an idea, she loves to hear about them. She's always planning. She's planning into 2026 and 2027 already. But those are the three trips coming up this fall and winter. And more information, you can talk to us about them. We would love to have you.
And she goes on the trips with you, so like there's someone there to help if something goes wrong or
yes,
flights are missed or trains are missed. Or
it's so great to have those wraparound services and that comfort that Julie will be there through everything to help any kind of travel mishaps that happen. She's there to help guide everybody, keep the group together, keep it all going. And she does such a wonderful job. It's a huge perk of having Julie with you on the trip.
Right. So that's a cruise to Antarctica. Like you're on a boat, right?
Yes. Okay. It's quite the journey to get there from what I was reading about. I think it may be a planes, trains, automobiles, and then a ship kind of a trip, which is great.
South Pole, Antarctica.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Penguins, maybe, right?
Okay. Penguins.
Yep.
I don't know what else is there.
What are the size of these trips that you go on? What size group do you usually take?
On those larger trips, we typically take around 20 in the group. It's nice. It keeps it small. By the end of it, you've left with 19 friends, and it's small enough where Julie is able to give a personal trip and tour, you know, be a personalized service with everybody there. You feel like you're really well supported, and anything you need, she can help with.
And it's sort of nice to think you can go with a group and so maybe get some discount, but also having other people to spend time with and appreciate the trip that you can talk with.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of fun. So we talked about the travel program, but that's just one of so many things that you do. On the cover of your August newsletter, there's a picture of a concert out on the lawn. Can you talk about some of the big social events that you have that are just at the center?
Yeah, that's really the fun stuff. So when I took on this role, I had a lot of members right away asking me to bring back the dances, bring back the evening activities. We love that fun stuff. We haven't done it in such a long time. I think between the construction of the building and even the COVID time frame, it was just tough, and they were excited and ready to jump back into those things that really brings the community and that social aspect together. So this summer we have some events going on. We call them the summer party nights. In June we hosted the NMC concert band out on the lawn. They did a lovely performance for us. There were about 150 people that came for that, and it was a beautiful night, great music, and a lot of fun. Also free, and that one open to the community. Anybody could come to that. A few weeks ago, we had an indoor dance and band. They were called Too Darn Hot, and it was such a fun night. We had about 120, 130 people that attended. We had some snacks and beverages. The band played anything from the 1940s to today's music. They really got everybody out on the dance floor, and it was a great time. So a few hours, beautiful view of the bay, having a great time with other members. It was really nice. Coming up in August, we have partnered with Old Town Playhouse. They have a senior-specific group called Age to Perfection. They're going to come to the Senior Center on Thursday, August 21st to do a show. So we'll have pizza and a show that night. So we're just trying to take feedback. All suggestions welcome, but we want to have a good time.
And then I think you have a fall festival as well. It's advertised on September 19th.
Yes, that's the Wild West Fall Festival. We will have a lot of our senior-related partnering organizations there for that day. We'll have some fun games and activities outside on the lawn, open to anybody for fun, checking out the building, and also seeing what kind of services are in the area for our seniors.
What do you do with the waterfront dining room with the view of the bay? How is that utilized?
We offer lunch service on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We partner with Meals on Wheels for that. We have a really great turnout, usually 40 to 60 members on a regular basis that come to have lunch in a congregate setting. And then outside of that, we do utilize that room for some of our bigger groups. So bingo is one of our most popular each week, as well as euchre. We usually have about 12 to 14 tables playing euchre at the same time, so they get that big room and beautiful view. We also have a fitness group called Ageless Grace that I know we wanted to chat about anyways.
Yes.
So they do their weekly fitness class in that room as well. So Ageless Grace is a brain health fitness class. You sit in a chair. It really works on cognitive function. It's really wonderful for those that may be experiencing Parkinson's symptoms. It just keeps those moving, those connections, those brain connections. So it's a quieter activity, and it's really nice to have the view of the bay for that kind of event.
So Lacey, just looking through your program here, man, there's, I don't know, at least 7, 8, 9 pages of regular activities as well. But I was looking through even some of the fitness and exercise offerings. Can you go into those a little bit?
Yeah, of course. With the new building and the specific room dedicated to group fitness, it's been really nice. We've been able to expand our program offerings there. We have everything that starts from low impact, things like chair yoga, Pilates, and the Ageless Grace that I already mentioned, up to more higher impact and more activity-based stuff. We have fitness over 50, senior fitness, cardio drumming, which I had no idea what it was until I started at the senior center, and it's a blast. It's really uplifting and a great time. Our instructors are so fun. We have line dancing. We have Zumba and a few other things that I'm probably missing at this point, but there really is something for everyone. We try to offer things at different times in the day to cater to different schedules. So we have a lot of members that are still working full-time, part-time, or their schedules with their lives and grandkids are all over the board. So we try to offer things at different times to meet those needs. And we're always trying new things, taking new suggestions. Like I said, our instructor group is fantastic. They have a great time. They're good with making modifications and catering to the needs of the group that we have. We also recently started some beach yoga, which is wonderful to take advantage of in the summertime. And then we also have a whole realm of outdoor recreation. So, of course, at the center, we have our beautiful new courts. We have 2 tennis courts, 8 pickleball courts, and then the 10 shuffleboard courts that are out there. So our pickleballers, they play 3 days a week. Our tennis players are there 2 days a week. And it's really nice to see that active group of participants out there. And off-site, we do have a walking club, a running club, a hiking club that goes all year. So in the wintertime, sometimes they transition to snowshoes if they need to. And then we have a biking club as well. And we partner with Bay Meadows Family Golf Course for golf on Fridays. You get a discounted rate to have a tee time there on Friday, which is a great time.
That's nice.
That's great.
What's cardio drumming?
Cardio drumming uses an exercise ball and drumsticks, and they usually have some great upbeat music, and there's a rhythm, and so the instructor will go through the rhythm, and you can jam out, and you can do it by sitting in the chair or standing up. You can make it a full body exercise. It's just a ton of fun, and they have a great time. Creative. It's very creative.
That sounds pretty wild. It sounds sort of fun, though.
I was
excited to see line dancing is part of the fitness and exercise group. Can you talk about some of the dancing classes as well?
Yeah, so we have beginner and intermediate line dancing. The group is really fun, and they're very dedicated, and they love to do performances. So sometimes you will see them partnering elsewhere in town to put on a quick show. But they're very fun. They will dance to traditional country-style music, but they'll also dance to more modern pop music or something else. So they have a lot of fun. They wear cowboy boots sometimes. Sometimes they don't. They're open for a good time.
Well, that'll come in handy for that big fall country festival.
Yes, you will see the line dancing group at the Wild West.
So, Lacey, you also offer some educational programs for people that might need those services as well?
Absolutely. So some of our one-on-one things are Ask the Medicare Expert and Ask the Lawyer. I know we've had our sessions with Ask the Lawyer for quite a long time. It's a great opportunity for members to come in just for a 15-minute one-on-one appointment to either ask a simple question or maybe just get some direction on where to get started. They may need some some help getting started in will or trust forming, and just what to do. Sometimes they don't know where to start, so it's just a good springboard to either, like I said, answer a quick question or get pointed in the right direction of way maybe where you need to go. So it's really nice to be able to offer those services. We have professionals in the community that have stepped up to help us with that. So it's free to our members and something that everyone should take advantage of.
I think that is such a great idea, mm-hmm. because if you're thinking about getting something done, maybe estate planning or you have some real estate transaction going on, you could just go there and spend 15 minutes and have them help you. What question should I ask when I go to my lawyer and do this? And just
Absolutely.
Sort of do your prep research. And what an opportunity to have the availability of the professional to give you a little guidance. And I think that's great. You have some other subjects, right, as well? Was there a Medicare?
Yes, yeah, so we have a Medicare expert. She comes once a month as well. And then another big one that we have that's new is traversing technology. So once a month we offer a class for our members to just talk about a different technology topic. You know, the way of the world, we're moving toward technology and we want to break down barriers. We don't want anybody to feel intimidated by technology. So we help with cell phones. We help with laptops. We have an online platform for registration that we've launched since we opened the new building, and our members are eager to use it, but we're just there to help go through those steps, get them signed in, show them how to log in, show them how to sign up for classes, cancel classes, all of those things. So traversing technology is that class. It happens at all of our locations once a month, and it's great to take advantage of those. And again, if you have a topic that you need help with, please tell us. We would love to hear about it, and we'll get it scheduled out.
And then I think you have watercolors as well.
Yes, arts have been big for us. They're usually a smaller group, but right now we're doing a series with watercolor. We have Jan Oliver with us for that once a week on Fridays. They pick a different scene or different thing to paint each week, and she walks you through the whole thing, and you leave with a completed painting. So that's really fun. The art is beautiful, and it's great to see the talent that we have among our members.
Well, that's great. That's because it's always fun to try new things and to take opportunity where, you know, everybody else might be a beginner, too.
Yes.
So then you were telling us yesterday about one of the surprising classes that came about. And maybe you can tell that story.
Yeah, this is a great story. So we had a few members approach the program coordinator, Shannon and I, about starting a group for ukulele. Mm-hmm. And Shannon and I looked at each other thinking, who is playing ukulele? I don't understand. And so we said, sure, we'd love to have that. Like, let's give it a try. So we picked a smaller room in the building that had some doors on it just so they could have their space. And the first week they had about 10 members show up, and we thought, wow, that's great. Mm. The next week they had 20. The next week they needed a new room. Now they're looking to perform for us. We have 53 members that are participating in the ukulele class. It's absolutely wonderful. They're such a fun group. They've divided it into beginner and intermediate because they have grown so large.
So many people.
I didn't know that there were 53 people that had a ukulele
in Traverse City.
So they all bring your own ukulele.
Yes, we do have BYU. A small collection that the facilitators of that group bring in for those that need to use one if they don't own one yet. But I was really surprised at how many people already have them. So like I said, it's been such a fun group, and what a surprise, and a wonderful surprise at that, to see such a good participation in ukulele. It's a lot of fun.
Right. So you're open to suggestions from your members if there's something that you're really interested in doing, or maybe you want to teach a class on something.
Always. You can always come up to us and let us know what you have in mind, and we have the ability to kind of make some groups within our membership. So we'll create an interest group, and we'll talk about it among members. We'll see if we can get anybody else that's interested. And then if we have a facilitator, somebody that's willing to take the lead, we are willing to try anything. You never know what might stick, which is great.
Like ukulele.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
So since building the new senior center, have you noticed an uptick in registration or membership at all?
Definitely. It's been an outpouring of support from the community. The new members, we spoke a little bit about it already and yesterday too. It's been so fulfilling and such an honor to be a part of this project and to watch our old members walk into the new building. It's full circle moment for them for sure. So that's been really nice. But then the new members, people that didn't know this existed, members in our community that had never given much thought to the senior center. We have over 3,000 new members this year since the new building opened. And we find that there's more people out there that haven't come to visit yet. I still come across people in the community that say, oh, I haven't had a chance to stop by the new building, or, wow, I didn't even know that was there, or I didn't know that's what you did. Mm. So we're still new. We still have that new feeling, and I love to invite new members. And another thing I just want to touch on, too, is we do have other network locations. So the Traverse City location, beautiful new building, definitely our flagship. We're there 5 days a week. But we have three other locations around the county that serve our more rural communities. So we have a location in Interlochen, Kingsley, and Fife Lake, and we have programming there each week. They offer lunch service once a week at each of those locations. Smaller, more intimate gatherings there, but still the same programming, the same service, the same sense of community and connection at all of those
locations. No Bayview, though.
No Bayview.
No Bayview. Yeah. So is it unusual? This is amazing that this is all available. Much of it is free, the programs and that, for members, and membership's free if you live in the county. Do a lot of cities have a senior center like this, and how did all this start?
I find that there are quite a few around the state and around the country. Mm. They're all a little bit different, and we are just so grateful to have such an outpouring of community support. This new building was about 30 years in the making. The original park was acquired in 1923 by the city of Traverse City. And then there was an informal group, a club that started in 1969, just a couple in Traverse City that wanted to start. They called it the Adult Activity Club. And then shuffleboard, of course, was a big part of that. And then it was formalized in 1978. The city took over and had a director, or their first paid staff member was in 1978. And it's obviously grown quite a bit since then. It's transitioned through the city, county. It's been part of parks. It's come full circle, now standalone as the Senior Center Network under Grand Traverse County. So it's wonderful. I can't believe the support. As I've been in this role for the last 9 months, I have had so many wonderful conversations, and the support in this community is phenomenal.
That's crazy. And so you had mentioned before, this has kind of been a long dream in the making. I mean, I think you had mentioned it was about 30 years in the making, this beautiful building. Could you share just like very briefly that story about the dedication and the ribbon cutting and having those founding fathers, if you will, kind of be able to be there and see it?
Yeah. So like Beth said, it's been about 30 years in the making with a lot of showing up for the community and just continuing to talk about it and continuing to display the need, and the senior community being really strong advocates for the need for the new building. So one of the best moments I've had so far there is when three kind of flagship supporters came into the new building for the first time, and they said, we're just really glad we are here to see this. One of them is 97 years old. He comes on a regular basis still to play bridge and to participate in a few other things. So the three of them travel together to come to the center, and just to have them be able to walk in those front doors and say, wow, we were here to see it. Was really amazing.
The dream becoming a reality for them.
Definitely.
That's a great moment.
Yes.
We did have somebody wonder, I asked if there were similar senior centers around the area or around the state or anywhere. Does Antrim County have any offerings? Do you know offhand, like a senior center?
I do know that Antrim County has a senior services department. I think their Commission on Aging, which is a little bit more of the home services, is blended with their senior services department. So not quite the same as what we have here, but I think on a smaller scale, they do have some offerings.
Yeah, okay.
I will jump in. We have some fun facts that Lacey shared with us. As she had mentioned before, the Senior Center Network has four locations, Traverse City obviously being its main mother location, and then there are areas in Fife Lake, Interlochen, and Kingsley. And you had mentioned before that these satellite locations have programming different days. So you do have some members that kind of hop around if they're big. You had mentioned one gentleman in particular who really loves to play cribbage, and he's able to participate in those cribbage programs different days of the week. So he's able to hit them all. And then,
yes,
which is really funny.
Travel to the different sites and see the same faces across the network. It's great.
What facilities are there? Are the buildings that you lease in those towns, or are they county buildings? Or what do you have set up?
We partner with other organizations. The location in Kingsley is at the Rock Youth Center. Mm-hmm. So during the morning daytime hours, we have seniors there 2 days a week before they open up for their youth services in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Fife Lake, we're located at the public library, which is a great collaboration there in Fife Lake. Mm-hmm. And in Interlochen, we're at the Redeemer Lutheran Church 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And you have so a total of 10 staff members, paid staff members. And were you saying that there were five that are stationed at the Grand Traverse in Traverse City at that facility?
Yes, there's usually 4 to 5 at the Traverse City location and 10 across the network.
Mm-hmm. Which is not a lot for considering everything that you do, which is why volunteers are a huge part of what you do and what you offer. And you have over 3,000 volunteers in the network of this year, as of this year, which is just amazing.
Yes, 3,000 volunteer hours. So those are hours put in
by our volunteers. Oh, okay.
3,000 volunteers would be wonderful. Mm-hmm. But yes, we have a really wonderful group of probably about 100 volunteers that they dedicate so much time. They're such an important part of the network. We couldn't do it without them. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with having 10 staff, we are busy and doing all the things. And without our facilitators, our instructors, our volunteers to help with lunch and clean up and set up, indoors and outdoors, we couldn't do it. So each year we do have a Volunteer Appreciation Day just as a small token of how important they are to the network. It's great for them, too. They have purpose. They can connect with seniors. They can get others involved. Sometimes it's nice to work with your peers, you know, to come in and be a little bit vulnerable to your first exercise class or your first social group. Sometimes it's nice to see another senior member across the table from you. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's great for people. So many people move to Traverse City to retire. We see a lot of people at our office who are new to the community. And what a great way to integrate and get to know people by just taking a class or maybe going to one of the social events at the center.
Absolutely. Those connections over similar interests and shared talents is a great way to meet new people.
Mm-hmm. So ask one other question about your programs, because you talked about hiking and active paddle or pickleball and all of that. You have a book club too, right?
There is. There's a small group that has a book club. They sometimes meet at the library. They select a book and they talk about it. We also have the bookmobile. So those that may be a little bit intimidated by going to the library or not sure how to get started, or maybe you don't have transportation that's readily available to get to the library, we offer the bookmobile once a month. You can come check new books out or return books that you have checked out. She will also give you suggestions on some great reads. So it's a nice little service to go with the books.
Oh. And just something you mentioned there that I picked up on is the transportation, because I know as some people get older, like my mom's had to give up driving, and the senior center is centrally located, but it's also on the Beta Line. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. The Bay Line, which is the free Beta service, comes right by the front driveway, so you can easily get on and off there. We do have some members that also use the link service to come to the center, and that is something that we're promoting too. Is we call it smart commute. So any way that you can arrive to the center that is not by yourself in a vehicle, we have a raffle that you can enter your name in. So if you walk, bike, carpool with a friend, or take the Beta, you get a little bonus for the day, and then we draw once a month for somebody to win a prize from that raffle. Parking is a little bit limited there. So it's nice to just save those spaces for those that have to commute a little bit further or that are unable to travel with a friend. But we also would love to partner more with Beta and help our members learn how to ride Beta before winter. So then you don't have to get out in the snow and brush your car off or drive on the roads. You can jump on the bus and come to the center. We have some people that already do that together, and we would love to help you if it's something that you need to be comfortable riding the bus.
Yeah, I think that would be great, because I personally, I've only taken Beta like as a shuttle, but I don't even know, do I need a card? Do I pay cash? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you haven't used it before, just to have someone take you through those paces and say, this is how the routes go, this is how, you know, you get a ticket and all that stuff.
Yes, those things are, they're little pieces that they can be a little bit overwhelming at first. So another funny story, we worked with Bill Clark from Beta to do it for our staff. He took us on a ride. He dropped us at a bus stop, and we had to figure it out ourselves a little bit. And we were a little bit nervous about it as well. Thankfully, all three of us made it back to the center without incident.
That's encouraging.
But yes, it's a service that's wonderful in our community, and I feel like overall we don't utilize it enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you do offer 118 programs across your network each week, which is absolutely amazing. And that speaks to your volunteer, you know, everything that they put in. And that is that's like exercising, education, all those different things, which is.
Yeah, we've talked about a lot of them today, but with 118, of course, we didn't talk about all of them. So Right. Those are all in the newsletter. If you're a member, you'll get the newsletter by mail or email. But if it's something that you're interested in, you can stop and get one at any of our locations. But all of our programs, activities, and events are in our newsletter each month. The times, dates, if there's a cost to them, it's all listed in there. So 118 mm-hmm. is a lot to do.
It so really is.
Your operating budget is a millage.
Yes.
Covered by a millage. Is the full construction cost, has all that money been raised yet, do you know?
I believe so. Okay. I know the project was about a $10 million project. We had a significant amount of state funding that I know Wayne Schmidt was a huge part of getting that for us. $7 or $8 million, I believe, was the number. A lot of community donations, contributions to that project, and then funding from the county and city to wrap up the end of that.
Okay. So, all right. So it's there. It's open.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's, do we have time to talk about how you become a member?
Yep. We can finish up with that.
Yes. You're welcome to stop by any of our locations when they're open. Our Traverse City location is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. You do not need to book an appointment or anything. Feel free to stop in. You can take a tour of the building, fill out a membership form. We can answer any questions you have. We would love to have you.
Sounds wonderful.
All right. That will wrap it up for another episode of New Retirement Radio. A little different one today with a focus on the brand new Traverse City Senior Center. Heidi
Well, the building's brand new.
The building's brand
but
new,
the
yeah.
The senior center's been there, right.
Heidi Cartwright in from Prout Financial Design, along with Beth Shire and Nathan Prout, and special guest today, Lacey Edgecombe from the Grand Traverse City Civic Center.